Hey, what's up? This is the Footy on Paper podcast, where we talk football from your point of view.
Whee!
Hello, Footy fans, and welcome to another episode of the Footy on Paper podcast. My name is Tayo Okunuga, a.k.a. Papi Chulo. My team is number one on the table. As usual, with me in the studio, if you're one is here, how you doing, Ife?
I'm okay. Hope all is well with you.
All is well, though. Okay. All is well. We're balling. But the way you just said, I'm okay, it's new.
I don't want to talk too much.
You don't want
to
dwell.
I want to be a very calm person. I feel like humility right now is just where it's at.
Yes. You know, humble and action, Abi.
I don't like, I feel like my boys just do what they need to do. I don't need to say too much. And then sometimes I wonder why am I on this podcast even? Because clearly results just speak for themselves, you know.
Okay. So like the results at the beginning of the season, they speak for themselves.
Yes. Do they not?
Okay. Do you have a waiting to do my enemy this weekend?
Oh no, I feel like enemies. You know what? What are those? What does a man need enemies?
We don't know.
They are there, but
they don't affect you in any way.
Yeah, like enemies will always be there. Keys to rise above them. When they come up, you treat it.
So they know they up now. I don't think they try to.
No, I think right now things are calm.
Yeah,
things are very chill. Kilo feel.
Are you actually?
Kilo feel.
I don't get any meal. They feed they up.
Life is good. We should end this podcast. This is the Life is Good podcast. Honestly, I feel like.
It's all good.
It feels so good to be back. How? All right, enough.
Yeah, it's calm. It's calm.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Go for a break now.
Yeah. Oh, please, short breaks are welcome, you know. Niggas need to rest.
Okay, let's start with the PL. Let's start with Liverpool.
Why always us?
I don't know, man.
I feel like you should save the best for last, just because, you know.
Anyway, I've called Liverpool, so like we're going to talk about Liverpool now, man.
It's okay. I mean, greatness doesn't really pick a time.
So are we gonna call that a response? The 9-0 victory against Bournemouth.
I mean, people need to wake up. There's been a lot of disrespect flying around recently. I don't want to call any names, Tyler, but will you admit that you've been a bit disrespectful in recent weeks?
In terms of what?
You know who?
In terms of familiar.
I mean, you saw the masterclass over the weekend.
Against Bournemouth.
Yes.
Bournemouth. If he doesn't score against Bournemouth, then he's not a footballer. No disrespect to Bournemouth, but Bournemouth are not... Bomber championship standard.
So, you just want to ignore that display because of the quote-unquote...
Yeah, I'm going to ignore it, man. Because the team wasn't good enough.
Quote-unquote quality of the position.
Yeah.
Because, honestly, man, the English pyramid football system is one of the hardest systems in the world to try and get into, man. Those teams are actually, like, they're very good. You know, and I think that sometimes...
If he did it against Forest, then I'll give you guys your props. Because, like, Forest are a way stronger team. This team haven't spent any money like that now. They brought in, like, two signings.
Wait, the same Forest that were in the relegation zone just last season in the championship are stronger than Fulham. Bournemouth.
Bournemouth, yeah. They're stronger than Bournemouth, though.
I mean, we draw points to Fulham.
They pushed Bournemouth. They should be the way at the relegation. They pushed Bournemouth to the last day now.
We give credit to Fulham, you know, when we draw points against them, we say, oh, they were so good.
Yeah, they played well. Fulham too are strong. They're a strong team.
But then
as well.
Bournemouth.
But Bournemouth they have not done any business in this transfer window. So, Firmino having that performance against them, boom. I see your right back too tweeting.
I think
your right back too is tweeting like, nigga, you didn't play well. You didn't play well against Manchester United, man. That's why they're calling you out.
But wait, you know the game. You know how it goes.
Yeah. No, I get your point in terms of you're only as good as your last game. Obviously, you have to react with this game. And props to Firmino too. I mean, two goals, two assists, right?
Yes.
Three FPL assists.
I think if anything, it's going to help ease. Because I know a lot of people have a lot of like pressure on Darwin Nunez to perform very well in his first season at the club.
Yeah.
But we need the current main nine. The night that he met, to like try and like not forget that he has a job, you understand?
Okay, so if he
to keep the levels, basically,
I want to tell me something now because I know you have told me this stuff before that he needs a runs of, I say runs, Jesus,
hey, well,
he needs a run. Have you a run of,
let's say that you get that,
you mess up, he needs a run of games, right?
Yeah, he does.
So obviously, he will get that now. Yeah. Next is Newcastle, have you? Mm-hmm. So I'm not even looking for him to score because obviously numbers is not his thing. Eh?
He just needs to be productive because oftentimes when the Firmino gameplay is really like hitting, you notice that the flicks are coming in. Mm. He's passing very well weighted passes. You
movement
know,
as well.
When he's very off the movement as well, you know, and then he's not getting bullied by defenders because when he's really off it, he's really off it.
Yeah.
He gets bullied off the ball, no strength, no tenacity. His pressing runs are just off. He can't even play a weighted pass to save his life. So that is too short or it's too long. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Just all over the place. So but when he's really on it, he's on it.
So this is like revival now. This is the turning point.
Well, you hope that he can just... I mean, now he's shown such high levels, yeah? We know you can do this. Like, just give me a smidge of that. Just next game and the game after that. Mm. It's like, that's okay.
Yeah, he's back again, man.
Yeah. Okay. Diaz and what's it called? The other guys that scored or whatever, you know. Then hopefully they can use the confidence from that to just kind of like kick on from there because they need. I know we have injuries, but then good teams show that with the people we have that are around, we can still do business. Mm. You know, we can close out the games and we can win the games that we need to win. Mm. So everyone needs to step up, show your worth.
Your manager talked about getting it wrong in signing a new midfielder. You think you guys will get one before the window closes?
You know, the thing about it is that we will never know. Mm. In some way, and I say this very...
Is this because of the previous performance? Like this
no. I say this very very wary. Is it warily? I don't know if long-term this win might do the best. Might be the best for us in terms of like later on in the season. Because I don't think it's unreasonable for us to try and find someone that can play 8 and maybe also DM. You know, he's good in those two positions. Mm. And I know everybody will say there's no deals to be done, but I feel like where we say that, it's almost like we consider ourselves so high that we can't really buy some kind of people. And I think, no, it's true. It really limits us, you know.
Yeah.
It does. I believe that a deal can be made. Mm. But Liverpool's reluctance to do that now may cost them later on in the season because I don't expect for the people that are out now for them to keep their levels throughout the season. If anything, what's happening right now is a bad signifier.
Okay. In terms of Bournemouth now, this is a game that they should just throw into the bin and like focus on their next fixture.
Do they have a choice? That's the life of a footballer.
Yeah. I'm just saying that like, in terms because they want to survive, have you?
Yes, of course they want to survive. The money.
Would this be like ringing in their heads?
Man, better not, man. This shit happens, guy. Niggas have stayed up and they chose some kind of goals, so they need to look to those guys for motivation. I don't know what's their name again, Southampton.
But why did this guy play that way, though? Scottie P. Because I mean, he got a result last time it was at Anfield.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, you man. That game was very funny because I don't even know if they were ever in the fight because second minute they started whacking them and they could never just come back.
Obviously, that's Liverpool's anger, obviously, because of the previous
You can say, I don't know, because I could be wrong, but that second, the goal that they have scored, I believe, was our first shot on target.
Yeah, it was.
When those kind of things enter, man, it just like, go ahead.
It's going to be a bad deal, I mean.
like, you have to like, oh man, I need to defend well for at least 15 minutes after this, and they didn't do that. They considered within the next 10. They were on the ropes quite early, man. They just couldn't get back up at any point. It was done by 30 minutes, I think.
So good, we'll see how it goes with that, man.
Because, sorry to say, man, sometimes when you look at like the flow of the goals where they come in the match, you can feel maybe there'll be periods where the team can kind of like
just give you up or something. Or just defend well, you know what I'm saying?
Ah, bro. the keeper was just like, God.
Tavares was terrible. Mark Tavares. I don't think he should play in the Premier League anymore. That might be too harsh.
Bro. You know, 9-0 score lines really do keepers a disservice sometimes when they are unlucky with like shots. I don't know.
Could be his villain story too.
I feel like the Liverpool players that even scored there, their finishing on the day was just supreme. Look at their shots, taking a shot. Like everyone just came to score.
Okay.
That type of match. Don't worry, me too. I get a goal. You get a goal. You get a goal.
Salah didn't get any. Okay. We move.
Is it pipe now?
Let's.
Is it good? if you like, go and cast him next week.
Let's talk.
Trying to solo start.
Let's talk Haaland now. Let's talk Haaland.
Charlie's trying to start something, isn't it? I'm not asking anybody, man.
Haaland came back to help. Haaland helped his team to come back 4-2 win over City. I'm sorry, over Palace. I think it's basically showing that Pep needs strikers still. What do you think? Do you think if they played like the false nine of last season, do you think that they would have come back in that game? Because already Palace is always their boogie team.
Wait, are you saying that Pep needed strikers last season?
No, that's not what I'm saying. For games like these.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, I think in the last 5 years, these guys have gotten a result there, Palace. They've gotten like, I think, 7 points at the Etihad.
Well, I can say that maybe within nine now, this is my opinion, yeah? If they didn't have a nine, I feel like they have exerted more control over that game and the games they've played this season, because I don't know, for some reason, they've been letting teams score them
first.
Which they don't normally do. Yeah. We know how it is with City. They are the first time in this team. So, I don't know, man. Maybe Haaland now, I haven't really had a chance to watch a lot of his games, but first thing out of my head that I would question, just like as a casual observer, would be whether he's getting involved in the game, how is he holding up play, all that type of things. Because now he's doing things a bit differently. But I don't know, man. City, I think City will just get it right at some point in the season. They're winning games. I think that's a very important thing. The defensive side of things, Pep is an obsessive man like that. Don't worry. We're going to see one of those 82% games, I would just be like, wow, what are you worried about? You know what I'm talking about now.
When I say strikers now, I'm saying in terms of, like, in this game now, I think when they were down, when it was 2-1, he brought on Alvarez as well. So basically played two strikers up front. So I'm saying now, like, there's an option there for him to
use
these forwards.
I mean, like, now,
like a proper forward.
It's crazy, but he has, like, something in his arsenal that he hasn't had in a while. So we could see, especially with five subs, we could see some really dangerous things happen in second half. Because I feel like with Julian Alvarez, he's definitely managing his minutes right now. We'll see him probably in the League Cup for sure. And you know, depending on how well he does there, maybe with the minutes that he'll be.
He said there are some games that he would rest Haaland and Alvarez will play.
Definitely. I don't know if he's ever going to play two of them together as a long-term solution. I think he looks at them as like either or like together in case of an emergency.
In case of your emergency, like against Palace.
Exactly like that.
I think Palace will cause problems for other teams in the league.
It's frightening stuff. Palace, I don't know, man. Patrick, I was very impressed with what he did last season with the team. That was his first season in England. You know how that can be for new coaches, but he seems to have like had like a really good internship at his previous clubs, so he's like, he's doing okay. I don't think he's doing poorly, but I know that the first thing on his mind would be the 40 points, you know, try and get that in the bag as early as possible, and then from there let's see what we can do. I think clubs like Palace, that's how you set your targets, you know. When we get to 40, okay, all right, guys, it's January, we have 40, or January maybe is going to be a bit of a stretch. Sorry, please. It's February. We have 40. We have 40. Like, how can we move from here? You know what can we do?
Okay, it's all good. It's all good with Palace. Chelsea down to 10, but we're still able to beat Leicester City. A quick one on Leicester, man. Brendan. Sack is looming, though. Or are they just going to keep him because they've not spent money this season? I mean, this transfer window.
Leicester, I don't think. Leicester, I don't know with them. Really.
They've lost for Fofana.
You know, I used to feel like teams in the Premier League would just lose. Like, they weren't as hesitant to fire their coaches. But, you know, they're showing they're showing a lot of restraint when it comes to Brendan Rodgers, you know. They're showing a lot. No, because I feel like you can listen to previous episodes and we've been talking about how he's going to get sacked. But, well, I have. I feel like, I don't know about you. Have I not?
Yeah,
and that hasn't happened, so I don't know. If they get one, you know, it's first four games. If he gets a win first, like the fifth game, maybe something happens. I don't know. There's very few clubs that sack first five games. And I don't think Leicester one of those clubs. So he knows that things are hot, but I just need that first win. I just need that first win. Maybe they can pick up.
Is it because the club has not backed him? Could that be a factor?
Well, you know, it is the money league. That's like the nickname of this league.
Well, they've not brought in anybody. I think that every club in the top seven leagues hasn't brought in anybody, man. They only brought in a goalkeeper.
Well, if they want to become a trusting youth type of team, then they'll go and be in the trusting team in the youth type of positions. You know where those positions are?
Mm.
You know, lower half of the season.
What do you think about Chelsea's mentality, though?
Are we moving to Chelsea now?
Yeah. I mean, they play Leicester.
Okay, my bad. Chelsea, I don't know. Because, man.
What did you know? You just say you don't know.
First of all, we have to pick on another youngin and go a red card. Because not in my youngin, I'll collect heat. CG.
That was silly, Sha.
Why?
Silly.
What's going on? How old is he around? Like, are they the same age? Like, similar?
21, 22. Now.
What's going on? Why? Have you forgotten yourself? Like, bro, you know as they go, man. This season has started very spicy, you know.
Mm.
Man, them have things to prove. I don't know, maybe it's because it's a World Cup. So, they really have...
But this is detrimental to him now. Nobody will take it to World Cup if you're getting
What I'm saying is that, like, clearly they've got the dog in them, but... They need to, like, you know, tone it down a bit.
This dog, don't be a strong dog. This dog, that dead dog.
No, you talk too strong, sir.
You're too strong.
Yeah. What do they do? Man, he needs to just calm down. Just that. They go one and they go here now.
So, Chelsea, you expect one or two more signings from Chelsea now? But their fans keep on clamoring for a creator.
They are one of the TMTs in the TML.
What's that? What's TMT? What's TML? What's that?
The money teams.
Okay.
The money league. You understand?
The money league. Aye. But the players are going for Gordon of Everton. And, Aubameyang as well.
I don't know. Maybe they've seen something. Sometimes some clubs can just tell and then it just ends up being a thing. I mean, I know it's very coincidental that he scored on the weekend, but I like his goal. Very well taken finish.
Yeah.
You know, he goes to a club like Chelsea, maybe they can really work him. And something really good could come out of that. It's just that the money at this stage, it seems like, are they seeing something that nobody else is seeing? That was making them
deal with that kind of cash. Because
he hasn't really been linked to any other clubs that I know of.
You said that I know of.
That I know of. No, that's their addendum. Because I could be wrong.
It's all good, but other results... Arsenal still top of the table. Tottenham, they were able to scrape a win against Nottingham Forest. Which our result was. Oh, yeah. West Ham got their first win still. Yeah.
Blessings
to them. Yeah. So. Cool.
That's cool. Yeah. You don't talk about Arsenal. You are very shy.
No, we're out of time, Premier League wise. So,
yeah. Oh, so we're out of time.
Yeah.
I like you. You want the day home. When I don't say when listen, you go call collect your time later now, like game week 10. now you could just call it the Arsenal fan show with Puffy and how we are top of the table. The episode name could be is coming home.
Listen.
You could just talk.
Be humble and be hungry. That's it.
Ahmadu.
Let's go.
What?
Yeah, if you let's talk Champions League draw quickly. Obviously, Group C, Group of Death, has Inter, Barcelona, Bayern, and Victoria Pleasant.
Soft.
Soft for who?
For Victoria Pleasant, man. I feel like it's going to be a very nice away trip for their fans, you know. I think they should get their ticket early. It's going to be nice to go see all those cities. Enjoyment.
They should go there, you know, they just take some drinks,
ticket,
you know.
Now, don't wait to see all the nice zones. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, that's good. So, what do you think, out of them three big teams, what do you think is going to Europa League?
Oh, well.
Barcelona, Bayern, Inter.
If you ask me, who I go ask, Tayo, I can't make that kind of prediction. So, you just see, you always set me up for failure. That's the problem.
How, though?
You're making me.
I'm saying, give an opinion.
You're giving me my foot and telling me to stick it in my mouth.
What does that even mean?
And I'm not going to fall for that trap this season. This season is all about awareness. I'm going to get awareness. Okay. Who do you think is going to go to the Europa League?
Out of them?
Yeah.
Inter Milan.
Okay. Uh-huh. Why are you doing that? What happened to me?
I'm saying I answered you, man. You didn't answer me. You just doubled around the question, like, yeah, Fabrizio Romano, man.
I feel like Barcelona are going to go to the Europa League.
Oh, wow.
Are they shy? Because now it's like I'm the controversial guy or something. Yeah, I don't know. I don't like. I have opinions. I have strong opinions.
Yeah, it's good. So good, man. I mean, they've registered most of their players now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
remain one now.
No, they registered Koundé.
Praise God. Praise God.
And City said they're not selling Bernardo Silva, so I think they're done in transfer. Probably just selling for them left. English teams, they got good draws now. I mean, your draw is not bad. Napoli again.
They are big boys now. At this point, they can't complain too much when they see draws, because I believe that any team coming from England into the Champions League expects to make it to the knockout stages. So you know what you have to do. It's not maybe like your objective compared to maybe your teams from other countries, much different.
Yeah, most definitely, because we are the Super League, so nobody can come close. I mean, look at what Forest are doing to Atalanta. It's all good. Way too early to pick a favorite. Yeah.
Why do you talk as if we don't have the normal favorites?
Like, who's that? Liverpool?
Real Madrid. Don Carlo said he's retiring. You know, as it goes now. If he won't run, I'll just make the record this short.
Yeah, but you know, they retire now, Abi. He talks if Madrid sack him, that would be his last job. You know, like, this is the last job.
In a way, it's been a sack him. Or like Ingo renew, then give him a contract.
Ingo renew.
That's what he's saying.
Yes, but like if Madrid say, Carlo, we're done. We don't want you again. Now, last job with this 19.
All time. Those talkings. I know I hear him like that, but no, they won't. Because employment could just accidentally fall on somebody again.
Obviously, coaches just talk now. They can always come at me. I won't be surprised.
They say things when everywhere is soft.
If Fergie comes out again.
Now, when cigar day your mouth, good, they give all those kind of statements. Need to the countdown, man.
That's true. Cigar actually day, man. That day when you talk about.
Don't be hearing everything they talk. Well, later night, I go tell you, say, wait till I really talk.
I didn't mean it that way. They
are dodgy lads, man.
You misquoted me.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Let's talk Bundesliga now. Jan Sommer had a monster game against Bayern Munich.
I see them guys, they really
make a bust your head. 19 saves. And this guy had 20 shots on target.
Now walk.
And he made 19 saves.
How many FPL points is that?
That's what I'm saying. Like, wow.
Six.
So that's a clean sheet now, basically.
Yes.
And then Ingo surely get bonus.
Yes.
Ah, mind you for signing this guy. Well, just mind you for that. It is stupid. Don't go play him.
See who they talk. Sorry. Sign who?
Did they ever see good team sign normally?
Yeah, I know the two shine like that.
Mirror, man, good team, man.
I don't think that guy go call.
Obviously,
now or now the latest. Then try.
Even that good signing.
Even bad gambler go win maybe free bets one day. You know what I'm saying? It happen like that sometimes.
Hey God. Oh my goodness, man. My main question for Bayern is: can they go through a season without a top striker? Because Mane is the person there now, and obviously he's false nine.
I think that's just the football that Ralph has just said, or more, that's what I'm playing. Mm. I think he's made his bet and he has to lie in it. Mm. How that might happen towards the end of the season, you know, everyone.
But there was a plan for Lewandowski now,
I think. I think at this point now, it's almost cliche the way we just, what's it called, say, oh, they're going to struggle without the strikers. Mm. Sometimes the manager and the players, man, maybe they've got a handle just into like have faith in them.
If they had Lewandowski yesterday, they probably would have won the game now.
We don't know that. We need to back them. That's what I'm saying.
Why should I back them? I'm asking you questions. Like, you're talking like I'm a Bayern fan. I'm not a Bayern fan. What do you mean I need to back them?
Sorry,
what does that mean?
Sorry, don't back them.
I'm just asking questions with you. And I want you to elaborate on the question, but you have been ducking them still.
No, I'm not ducking. Now, please let the streets know that I don't duck anything. Man. Yeah. Why we say whenever a person lose their striker, they will just have to talk all those things. Like teams.
No. This is the reason why I'm saying it now. This is not the City thing or anything, man. The reason I'm saying is he definitely had a plan for Lewandowski this season.
But Lewandowski said
he doesn't want to play again.
But they must
and
have.
Then
but
they
you cannot
make
plans like that. When
they didn't replace
them. Didn't feel like he wasn't going to go.
And they were no.
You get what I'm saying?
And they were. I mean, they were linked to this Stuttgart striker now that is probably going to Wolves. I'm not sure. I can't remember his name now. I'm saying like they were linked to strikers still, but if they don't now sign this striker, will things be hard for them or not? That's what I'm saying, man. Obviously, they will win the Bundesliga. But, like, they want to win other stuff now. It's not just Bundesliga.
The big Bundesliga is not exactly... It's not... I don't think it's going to be a problem for them.
They don't need a
But we know what they are looking for.
Yeah.
I think in Germany, Bayern, even through, like, their very successful era, they never really dominated in terms of Champions League wins.
Mm.
And that's something they feel like... I feel they definitely have a chip on their shoulder regarding that, so... Mm. It's something they always look to try and win every year. Like,
yeah,
you need to get the numbers up.
Yeah. So can they do that? Or you're ducking the question?
If they look at first of all the season, maybe.
Okay.
They can buy a striker in January, but we know how rarely that happens.
Okay, you have answered me. The meaning is that they won't do it.
No, because at some point
you have answered me here.
The talking starts to get in their heads. It's true.
Serie A. Lazio 3 is that so one. Do you think like Sarri is building like a dark horse?
Who?
Lazio team. Sarri now, Mauricio Sarri.
Okay.
What do you mean? Okay, they beat one of the titles.
I don't.
Why are you shaking your head?
I'm not going to be rude to you on this podcast.
Why?
You're my guy. And I don't say rude things to you.
But no, Lazio is
no,
dark horse.
Please kindly refrain from repeating that statement. I think you know. Nah, man. If not,
but they finished above Roma that they are calling title contenders.
I won't shout that loud to you like Soulja Boy, man, when I was in the studio. With those niggas that were interviewing him.
Okay. You have said your piece
on
Lazio.
What's next?
Why is Lukaku struggling?
You guys to pay your dues.
In what sense?
He's not paid dues last season. He's owing.
Okay.
He left.
Yeah.
He thought he can dodge dues. he thinks that he's a smart guy. Dues are here.
So is Lukaku a system player now? Like, he can only play to Conte's demands?
I think he's always kind of... No, that's a lie. I'm not going to tell that lie. That's a lie. He hasn't. There were periods when he could do everything, bro.
Mm.
Maybe now he is, man. He's getting older. At the age that he's at, you kind of... I'm not saying strikers don't evolve, but there are very few and far. Like, it's not everybody that has the sauce like that.
Most definitely.
When you find your niche and like nobody's now waiting how they play, where they maybe they perform well.
But we saw this guy like the year they won the league, man, and he was that like all round player. He was the guy you could go to, and he's coming back to Chelsea.
I don't think it was all round. I think he had
no. When I say all round, I don't mean
they had like defined roles and everything for him to do. Now obviously, he wasn't like just popping up all over the place.
I don't mean a cane. I don't mean that. When I say all round, like everything was going through him. He was like the brick wall basically. So I think he became a player that could play in any team. Because like City were even linked to him, like Pep wanted him, that kind of thing. But why you did your face like that?
Pep wants everybody. Moving on.
What do you mean Pep wants everybody? Pep doesn't want everybody.
Pep likes a few people, man.
Pep likes a few people, obviously. Not everybody. Yeah, so like, but now he's just there. Sluggish, man. Boom. His what?
The boy, see, let me tell you, the boy is a troublesome boy. Tayo, what do you think about him? Tayo, talk to me.
For me, I lost respect for him for what he did in terms of Chelsea.
You know, he had the most topsy-turvy last year, man. It was the weirdest thing ever. It seemed like MPT type of TV show. No, I swear to God.
It'd be like serious.
Yeah, finish. That's what I wanted to say.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, he got injured at some point last year. And then, before the injury, he was the man. He was scoring goals, everything. Now, coming back from the injury, he went to give that silly interview. And then, for some reason, everything wasn't just clicking anymore. Because, Tuchel made him the main man. He was Chelsea's main man. After what, Chelsea fans still loved him. But he came out with an interview and was, you know, dabbling with the ex. Talking about the ex a lot and everything. And it didn't make any sense to me, man. Like, come out and show yourself. Okay, now, everybody will give you the first season. Now, okay, he's learning the new methods of new coach, you know, new club, everything. You quickly ran away. You didn't even want to stay to fight. You just ran away.
You know,
almost immediately.
This thing be like some kind of Kardashian shit. So, I swear to God. I feel like maybe there's a... Kris Jenner might be his low-key manager. We don't know. Because, bro, why didn't he just stay at Inter? And I know I said this as someone that was happy to have him back. But I don't know, man.
He said he had unfinished business in the Premier League.
He could have come a year later. I feel like when you've made roots somewhere, it's good to at least give yourself a 2-season period, you understand? Just to know that, okay, I'm fine, yeah. Because, I mean, you only just go back to the top and you're feeling so invincible. But, like, you need to be in a consistent mode of playing football well. For, like, let's say 2 seasons, before you start making a new move. Because moves come with risks. He made a huge gamble and he really fucked up, do you know? It's really bad.
Okay. So good. So good to see how it goes for Inter and the rest. Yeah. What else are we going to talk about? Do you have anything to talk about? Okay.
Man, I have to talk about Dean Henderson, man. The cap. Here we go.
So we're going to the differentials now, are we?
Huh?
We're going to the differentials now.
Oh, well, you guys can sign yourself some Hendo, man. I think at this point now. No, really, because...
Make I just cut his wall. The last differential you dropped, man.
Don't do that.
In color red card.
Don't do that. Don't do that. You're my friend. You know, I don't like that.
Now, for the masses, this one, now for the masses. No. It's not me and you. Now, for the people where they listen.
Yeah. Well, you're my friend. You know, friends, don't do this to friends. I'll stop recording here, by God's grace. Move it to our own studio.
You say that every year, man.
Go for me.
You say that every year.
This year is my year.
It's where, did Henderson, yeah.
Nah, I think Nottingham Forest definitely could have shown some more application in the final, attacking final third, because over at the back, man, there was one man doing his best to hold it down for the team.
So you're saying we should sign him?
Nottingham Forest look like they have, and in terms of like price and everything and availability, the two guys you're looking at defensively have to be Nico Williams and the keeper.
You just called Henderson. So are you giving us two differentials, though?
Not. I'm just saying, like it's either anyone.
Okay, anyone.
Like, Nottingham Forest. It's a no-brainer.
So if you want me to pick one person, now who should I go for?
I think you should go for Dean Henderson, simply because. But especially, especially because, like, if you have money on a big money, a big name keeper, take that money out, man. Get Dino and put that money somewhere in your attack.
Obviously, people will rush Dino now with his heroics against Tottenham.
Yeah.
So, like, the money will go up. So, if you want to get him, like, quickly get him. Yeah. Why are you calling him the cap, man? Why are you doing that?
Just the same one, spin on, get the same head shape.
Anyway, we have a new segment.
We'll give you segment. We'll give. All right, shut it down.
You know what new segment is?
What is it?
He's got the dog in
here. Oh, God. I thought we were doing this.
Well, we'll be covering Nigerian players that did well during the footballing week.
Can we also call it some of them? We don't get a dog inside them. Because
yeah, oh, I like that. I like that.
Obviously,
man.
The tattoo is obviously like a walking tattoo.
Yeah, the walking tattoo. True. Just in case. One Nigeria does anything.
We need to profile some very smelly doings.
Yeah. Anyway, the player I picked this week is Umar Sadiq. Plays in La Liga.
Star boy.
For Almeria. Scored against Sevilla. Sevilla have been terrible this season, by the way. Like, no wins. I think two losses and a draw.
So, you know, we can always attribute it to the constant outgoing. that's always our normal fallback. I won't lie, when it comes to punditry, man, the work is easy sometimes. Okay. No offense.
Like, why did they call out for this?
No.
Anyway, yeah, I think he has scored 3 goals so far this season, man. I'm big up to him. But what I'm really surprised is, I saw the game against Sevilla and I saw how he led the line and all, but like, for Super Eagles, it's different. People keep on saying we.
You they talk like say we get system for us. I don't understand. See, my country, don't allow me to talk bad things about them. Thank you very much.
Hey God, Joseph. What's the coach's name again? Joseph Pissarro. Whatever.
You can pronounce it. Kudos to you.
I'm not sure if I got it right, yeah, but I mean, Kochi.
Give us system. What's even that name now? Pinheiro or something?
No, Pinheiro.
Now that one I feel pronounced well. I would call him Pini. Depending when the name stick for my head. So, Pini.
Anyway, big ups to Umar and hopefully he gets more goals this season. I think he's even linked to Villarreal, so you never know him.
Making it just finding levels. Champions League football, no good bad.
No, they're not in Champions League.
No, now they in and around. If they qualify, even Salah.
Oh, okay, if they qualify. Okay.
Sure, no.
Nice save.
Nah, something didn't worry you. You don't know, say now I work with this. When I will start, come, you know they show respect. They're very disrespectful.
Anyway, thank you guys for listening.
Make me finish first. Are they looking?
You won't beat me.
No, come, I know they're trusting people.
Make sure you follow
on the record. I don't trust people.
On our handles, follow if you're a fanboy forever. You don't need to follow me, man. I don't need followers still. Man.
At PAPPIV.
Yeah,
follow the boy.
And they find Penga still. If you know what I mean.
Yeah, this is not Love Island. I beg. Nina.
Yeah, follow the footy of people as well. Instagram and Twitter. Yeah. Boom. We're done now. Do you have anything to say? Yeah, me no vex. Yeah, I know. Yeah, talk about Arsenal. I know say the vex, but no vex, man. You know, we dey humble.
In the wait for big fish. Me, I know say the day they come, I go just leave my phone because I don't go to the studio that day. You go there too red. Everywhere I go they be saturated. I don't need that.
It's all good, baby. It's all good. All right, thank you guys for listening. Ciao. All
right, now bless.
Alright, so you can follow us at Footy on Paper on Twitter and Instagram. That's at FOOTYONPAPER. So if you like what you've been listening to and you want to, you know, just interact with us, I know, get logged into our regular content, our competitions, everything that's going on with Footy on Paper. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Footy on Paper. And if you want to also place an ad, you can send us an email at thefootyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. That's footyonpaperpodcast@yahoo.com. Also, you can send us voice messages on any of your preferred platforms. The link is there, so you can just record a little something and just send to us. Cheers.